Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Kuf Yudalit. The Gemara in the end of the Mudalev brings the pasuk L'Tasul K'Chol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Hayoyim, and the Gemara says the Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael K'Elisu La'aretz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, Yashrus Takrivu Choyvos Lo Takrivu. You makriv only Nedarim and Nedavos, not Choyvos. And the Gemara explains that Gilgal is considered to be the place where you now makriv chayvus. It's not considered to be a place of a mishkan until you get to Shiloh. Adrab, it's mechusa zman until you get to Shiloh. And here's a place to understand what is the definition of a mishkan. What's the definition of mokam avoido? And why Gilgal is missing it? What's missing in Gilgal? So in Maseches Megillah and Daftes Amud Beis, the Mishnah there speaks about the difference between boma gedolo and boma ktano. The Meiri there explains that the reason the Mishkan is a Mishkan, he says, because Hashem Mizbeach ve'Oren Imoy. The Oren HaKodesh needs to be in place. If the Oren is not there, so it's not a real Mishkan. So says the Meiri, what happened in the Gilgal? So in the Gilgal, called Sheva Shekivishu, Sheva Shechilku, there was an Oren, but the Oren was always going to wars. It wasn't a Mokum Kvius over there. Once it's not a Mokum Kvius, it's not considered to be a Mishkan. And the Meir goes on to say, even though the Mizbeach was there, but because the Oren wasn't Kavua with it, it doesn't have a din of a Mishkan that you have to be Makiv only there. And the Meir said, this Meir is a Mefeish Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi there, Perek Aleph, Aloch Yud Beis, the Yerushalmi says, Kozman Sha'orim Mibifnim, Habomos Asuris. Yotzu Habomos Mutaris. Once it goes out, once there's no Oren, then the Bom is Mutar. And the Maaseh has been duyuk very much from Rashi and Soito after Zvav on the base. Because Rashi there says that there's a difference between Shiloi and Noi Vegivoin or Beis Elomim. Rashi says, the Shiloi Mishkan Hu. Shiloi is a Mishkan, a regular Mishkan. Noi Vegivoin, you don't have Ashka Soito. Why? Because it's a Boma. There was no Oren, only Mizbeach. So Rashi is telling us that what defines the Mishkan is only if you have the Oren. If you don't have the Oren, it's not the Mishkan. And that's what the Meshech Chochma tells in the Parashah Skudei, on the Pasuk, beginning of the Parashah, Mishkan Eidus. So says the Meshech Chochma, the Oren, why is it called Mishkan Eidus? Because the Oren has in it the Eidus. V'amishkan Eimas hu nechshav le'oil moyed le'esor ha'bomas, rakish yesham Oren. Says the Meshech Chochma, then that's why it's called Mishkan HaEidus. Why it's called Mishkan HaEidus? Because the Oren that has the Eidus in it is in it, and that's what makes it into the Mishkan. Now we mentioned already, earlier in the Masechta, and in other Shiurim, that there is, the way the Achronim say it, and that's what I heard from my Rebbe, Yom HaShapir Zitzal, that there's a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, what is the Ikur of the Mishkan / the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot says, what is the Ikar Beis HaMikdash? Livno is Beis HaBchira La'avoido. It's the new Avoido. Bo Ya'akrovo V'avaros Eshtamit. That's, it's the Bokum Avoido. Similarly, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, says the Rambam, Mitzvot HaSei, La'asois Beis La'Hashem, Muchan Liyois Makrivim Bo HaKribonis. It's a place where you do Kribonis. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parashat Trumo, says a little different. He says, Iker chofetz v'mishkan hu mokom minuchas ha-shechino shu ha-oren. The mishkan, the Iker, is the Oren itself. Kamo shenamar, v'dayit l'chofet, dibat l'chom al-kapoyris. And he says, that's why your Oren is so chashuv. Kol continues the Ramban and says, because the whole idea of the mishkan is to continue Har Sinai. Mamre Har Sinai is the time, is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mishkan is the continuation of Mamre Har Sinai. The continuation of having Gilui Kvoidoi. That's what it says, Kvoid Hashem, Molos HaMishkan. So according to the Ramban, the Ikar is Gilu Shechina, which comes in the Oren. So the Chura, there's a machlekes here between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam learns the Ikar Beis HaMikdash is Mokam Avoido. Mokam Avoido is done with the Mizbeach. The Ramban learns the Ikar Mikdash is the Oren. You have to have the Mokar Gilu Shechina. The Chura, everything we said till now, the definition of Mishkan is Mokam Oren, works very well with the Ramban, but does it work with the Rambam? But this is what we brought earlier in this Masechta, that the Rambam also holds that the Ikar of the Beis HaMikdash is the Oren. We brought the Yavetz that says, the Rambam tells us the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, where was the Oren? So there's Machlekes of the Gemara, if the Oren went to Bavel or the Oren was Nignas. The Rambam brings in the Yad that it was Nignas. So ask the Yavetz, Yaakov Emdin, why do we care if the Oren was Nignas or not? Why isn't it Gehala Alocha? Where is the Oren? Says the Yavetz, because what makes the Kedusha Beis Hamikdash, according to the Rambam, is the Oren. If I don't have the Oren, I don't have the Kedusha Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam holds the Kedusha we share in the Kitchel Shaiso. The Kitchel also the Lovey, the Kedusha remains. So if he has to say that there's an Oren, Nignas, it's there, that's what the Kedusha remains. So it comes out to be the Rambam and the Ramban are not arguing on what's needed to be a Beis Hamikdash. They both hold that you need to have the Oren, that's the Makom HaShos HaShchino. And the Meile, then you have a Vaito, which is outside. The Shaila is, what's the purpose? What's the main emphasis? Is that the emphasis is our Vaito? That's the Rambam. And the only way to do a Vaito is only if you have the Aron. Or the main emphasis is to have the Aron. Meile, if you have the Aron, you have Gilui Shchino, you have to do a Vaito. But everybody agrees that the Aron is what defines a Mishkan, finds a Migdosh. I need to have the Aron. And Meile, that's the Pshat, that the Gilgal is not considered Moka Mishkan because the Aron is not there. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.